What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
12:30 on your Thursday afternoon. I keep saying what day it is, not only to remind you, but to remind myself, because I've had a lot of trouble keeping track of the days, especially since Monday was a holiday. Tuesday was snowing all morning, all afternoon, and all evening. And here we are on Thursday, but it feels like it was a week, a month, or longer ago. Probably feels that way to Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng as well. How are you holding up?
On the top of my paper, I have Thursday written, so I know what day it is. I don't know what happens.
Well, thank you for doing
that. Working these events, they all blend in together. I get it.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, because some of our guests keep giving us the wrong days, and we get confused because they say it's a different day than we thought it was. And then so thank you for focusing. I have it typed right here on my computer screen, too. Thursday. So there we go.
And it snowed on Tuesday. So
yes, that was
like,
just 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
How are things going in terms of getting us back to as much normalcy as we can? I got the alert this morning from your Emergency Operations Center about conserving water. Let's start there. How's that going?
We're still not out of the woods on the waterfront. We had to issue a boil water advisory yesterday for Chenier, which is near Grand Isle, and then Gretna this morning. They produce their own water, and they had to do a boil water advisory this morning. So just given the amount of breaks that we've had, you know, we couldn't go out on Tuesday, the snow day, and fix breaks. The amount of water that's being used with people running their faucets to prevent their pipes from bursting, and just the extreme weather that we've had. We know this was an uphill battle going in. That's why early on we asked people to conserve water. We still are asking people to conserve water. Everybody should have their faucets turned off now. Nobody needs to be running any faucets anymore. And I think if we can get through today, we'll be in a lot better place. But I spoke to our water director, Sydney Basley, early, and I said, you know, how do we look? And he just couldn't say. He doesn't know how the days go. He's like, we could get a break, and it pushes us into a boil water advisory. You know, it's just a fragile, it's a very old system. Everybody in Jefferson Parish gets a higher bill every January, and we increase that because we have a lot of projects for the next 20 years going out to give us a better water system. But it is a very old and fragile system that we're using now. And these extreme weather events kind of bring that out.
Yeah, on a clear, beautiful day, you deal with dozens of water line breaks. Now you add freezing temperatures into it.
Exactly.
And so we're kind of waiting for the final evaluation now that we're thawing out, and we'll get a better idea.
Exactly. On a regular week, we could deal with 500 breaks.
Wow.
And it's such a big system, you know. So, and we would have all those breaks anyway. So our teams have been really working on fixing a lot of the major breaks. And, you know, we know we went through this event and some people lost water and we had to, you know, just turn off water to preserve the pressure. But we're getting through. But today is a big day if we can get through today. So we're still asking people to not use any water that they don't need to be using. You don't need to do laundry today or anything like that. So we're asking people for their cooperation on that front.
And the good news is no more hard freezes in Jefferson Parish are expected. So tonight, no one needs to drip water. The dripping of the water out the faucets to prevent pipes from freezing, that's over for this event.
Yeah, I think so. I think you don't have to do it. If we do, I mean, we'll just be hovering very close to the freezing point, but I think where, you know, the temperature is today, and that might only be for a little bit in the middle of the night, but today, you know, the temperature is higher for a longer period of time than yesterday. Yesterday was a good day, beat my expectations. You know, of course, this is the first snow event I've ever had to work, but yesterday, I was just hoping to clear a pathway to the hospitals with our snow plows and with our own equipment, and we did much more than that. Mark Drews is our public works director, and we had a meeting last night, and, you know, he read off a whole list of streets that we were able to clear and provide passage to the hospital, much better than my expectations. And today, I think, is going to even be better because Mother Nature is going to help us with the warmer weather. And I think by, you know, later this afternoon, we'll be in a much, much better place. But again, we're not out of it yet.
Yeah.
And look, we're saying if you don't have to go out on the streets, please don't. You know, we still have icy roads. There's still many roads that are closed. We'll again, later today, we'll be in a better position, we believe. But right now, if you don't have to go out, you don't want to go out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Out if you don't have to.
Yeah, and just to clear that up, folks, you only have to drip water from your pipes if you have a hard freeze where you live, and the experts tell us that means 26 degrees for 4 hours or more. So the North Shore, we could still drip the pipes, the faucets tonight, but south of the lake and in all of Jefferson Parish, that should not be necessary. You talked about people getting cabin fever, wanting to get out, and you're echoing what we've been hearing from just about everybody today. Please, just one more day. But they opened the Crescent City Connection a little while ago, and we saw a mad dash, and now there's just a nonstop line from the West Bank to the East Bank of bumper to bumper, barely moving traffic, as obviously a lot of people wanted to get from the West Bank to the East Bank. Crescent City Connection, that's the situation. The Huey P is also open with one lane, so at least people can move around if they have to, but you don't want them to.
Yes. Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there, and we're going to be out of it soon, but not quite yet. So, yes. I know everybody's impatient, you know, but nobody expected. Yeah, I don't know what you all are reporting for totals region-wide, 8 or I feel like I had 9 inches. I've heard as much as 11 or 12 inches. So, I mean, this is not what we're used to. I think we did, as a region, did very well coming through it, seeing that we've not really, we don't do tabletop exercises on snow events. I'll have to admit that. We do handle a lot of other events that we practice for, but this was not... You know, not something that we were anticipating. And I'm really proud of all of our teams for being flexible and handling everything. So I think we did, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And no heater events. I was very concerned we might lose somebody. I mean, we're still, you know, throughout the winter, we could, you know, you're always afraid with you know, space heaters and generator use, but I was really afraid we would have more of those incidences. We had a couple of fires with heating incidences with space heaters, but thankfully nobody passed away.
And by and large, people did heed your requests and stayed indoors. Really, Tuesday, or maybe not indoors, but didn't get out on the streets and try to drive around. People played in it. They built snow people. They had snowball fights. They went sledding down the levees with their pool toys, you know, whatever. People got out and enjoyed it. But by and large, people heeded the warnings not to try and drive in it. I think a lot of them were afraid to try and drive in it, and maybe fear was a factor in that. But it was also, I think, officials like yourself telling people, hey, come on, just if you got to go somewhere, walk there.
Yes, exactly. We did well. We did well.
Any immediate takeaways? I doubt, and I hope we never see this again, but any immediate takeaways? And I know you haven't done the after-action reports. We're still in the reactionary phase, but anything that jumped out to you that you took away from everything we've seen over the last 3 days?
Well, the immediate takeaway is we're going to be buying snow plows from now on.
Yeah.
For the amount that they cost. And look, I mean, the takeaway is this is, as beautiful as it was, and I saw children and families, you know, going down the levee. It was just an incredible sight to see. This is demonstrating what we know to be happening, especially those of us in the emergency management world of extreme weather and how we have to be able to respond to these. I will remind everybody that in 2023 in Jefferson Parish, we had 41 days of record-breaking heat. And now to have, like, you know, 8 inches of snow coming down, we're seeing these kind of extreme weather happening in a very, very short period of time. So somebody like me who loves the emergency management stuff, like there's as beautiful it is, it's almost like to me kind of frightening, how we're swinging so quickly in such a short period of time that we're seeing it, you know, just in my term of office. But you know, that's the immediate takeaway. So look, I was looking at the snow plows that were going on and I was telling my public works team, figure out how this works. Because some of them were just on a truck. It's worth us to invest because this, we'll say this is a once in a lifetime event, but do we really know that? I mean, you know, do we really know that with what's happening with the weather? So I think the Jefferson Parish taxpayers are going to be buying a couple of snow plows that we can put on truck.
Yeah, you can just attach them to a pickup truck or a larger vehicle, even a garbage
truck.
Yeah, you can attach them to just about any kind of truck. So
I'm telling my team, figure out how to do that. Figure out what we need to do. Put some that salt thing on the back, and it's worth us having. If we buy it and somebody else needs it in Louisiana, we can, you know, share it. I think that's worth the investment because we think this is, like I said, we think this is a historic event. How do we know this isn't going to happen in the next couple of years? It happened, you know, 2 days ago. So for that investment, it's kind of worth it because, you know, given that we were at some point, our emergency services were only responding to life-threatening events or structural fires that, you know, yesterday we were, you know, the priority was to clear a path to hospitals. I mean, you're talking about, you know, life safety kind of issues, that is definitely worth spending a little bit of money to prepare for that. But I never thought I'd be telling my team to start looking at buying snow equipment.
Well, so your bingo card, though.
Takeaway on the after action report.
Yeah. Your bingo card is at hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, extreme heat,
tornadoes, floods, saltwater intrusion.
Sorry, saltwater intrusion.
Yeah. Pandemic. We had a pipe burst that I had to shut off 100,000 water accounts. No, my dance card is full. My emergency management bingo card, you know, I'd be yelling bingo many times.
Maybe shred it so that we don't have to fill in any more squares.
I am going to say that I will not have to worry about volcanic eruptions. I will go so strong and say that. But who knows? It's been a busy
tsunamis.
Well, yeah, hopefully, yes, exactly. So it's been a lot of different emergencies. Yes,
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng. Anything else you want to share with folks? As we're being a little silly, but that's because we're a little whipped after 3 days of all this.
That's what happens when you get really tired and you don't know what day it is. You get a little silly. Anyway, more seriously, Gretna has a boil water advisory. Chenier by Grand Isle has a boil water advisory, and the message is to conserve water still. Turn off your faucets, and if you don't have to go out, please don't go out.
All right, and contact your cohorts at Region 6 for FEMA and ask them about those salt thingies you asked about. Where do we get those salt thingies?
So,
Thank you, President.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right.
Thank you.
Hang in there. We're almost through it.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.